Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Little Van Halen bringing us in there. We appreciate that music. We like their stuff. We like Jeff Zabar's stuff, too. Jeff has been sharing his stuff with us for a long time now, more than 12 years. Oh, no, almost 12 years. We're coming up on a 12th anniversary pretty soon. Jeff is the chief home officer. He's the guy who is our micropreneur expert and who talks to us about the things that that the small companies need to know about. And he's our good friend. And by the way, the author of a number of books on this topic. If you get a chance, don't wait till you get a chance. Intentionally go check out the books that Jeff offers, including Safe at Home, including Chief Home Office, and I'm sorry, including the Home Office Know-How. That's the other one. And he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com, by the way, folks. Hey, Jeff, one of the things you do every year, and I think you're getting ready to do it again, is just really perform a demonstration about how the world has changed with regard to the way we do business. And you guys are going on a little vacation, and you take your business with you. Now, I used to do this years ago, but I took my computer with me, like a Macintosh computer in a big box kind of thing. But I wasn't connected to anybody. I was just, you know, I just worked. I just did the work in the computer. But things are different these days, aren't they?
They really are. And I think that what it is we have, you know, what some have coined the anywhere office and the ability to work. You know, when you leave your desk and your quote office, where can you work from? And today's day and age, often you don't even need to take a computer with you with internet anywhere. And say if you have a smartphone, you can really conduct many facets or functions of your business from any location, you know, and then scale that up depending on what all needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But we can work anywhere. And that's what the concept of home office highway, which is what I do every summer. We take a road trip. We hit the road. I take my laptop. I take wireless internet access. And we're built for speed. And the kids can play and I can work and mom can surf and do what she has to do. And then, you know, we work and play along the way.
Well, with 3G now and 4G in some places, with meaning the wireless, not wireless, but the cell connection, mm-hmm. the mobile connection to the internet over 3G or 4G, you know, you can be, you know, hightailing it down the interstate and be connected and doing all kinds of things on your, you know, my laptop is mobile capable. I've got an iPad. I've got a smartphone just like you do. So, you know, I've got three different devices. If I'm traveling around, if I want to use those, I can do that. And so, and that includes telecommunication, doesn't it? I mean, it includes, you could be Skyping on the, you know, on one of the units or IMing or whatever.
You can be doing everything that you could be doing back in the office from the road.
Except you're bouncing along.
Just driving along. In fact, about 3-4 years ago, we were driving up through South Carolina, and I love to tell this story because it's an interesting tale and has a little comedic impact too. We were driving down I-26 through South Carolina, and it was coming down. I mean, it was cats and dogs outside. It was as ugly as it could be. We had no hotel reservation. We didn't know where to stop. It was about 9:30 at night, and I mean, I don't panic over these things because this year we're not taking an RV, so
right. We
were in a van. And that year we were in a van, and we're wondering where to stop. So Robbie, my wife, you know, powers up the laptop, plugs in the internet card, wireless internet. So logs on, finds a hotel down the street, you know, down the highway, a brand that we like to stay at when we're on the road, calls in, you know, gets a number, calls in, makes a reservation, and we pull right in. So, you know, usually what you used to do and what you still do if you don't have internet access or don't have the numbers with you or unprepared, you pull off the highway when you see a hotel and pray they have a vacancy.
Right.
You know, have the no vacancy sign isn't lit. You know, where now you can really plan your trip, and it really gives you sort of on the fly, on the go planning for your vacation. But also think about it for a business trip. You know, I'm going to be going to Boise. I don't know if they have a, you know, my hotel brand is there, or you know, what's the next stop on the highway? What hotel is there? So you can really find these things out and be ready to just work or play on the fly.
Well, you can do that, or if the plans change, you know, typically for us, you know, when we're going on a trip, my wife has everything organized, pretty darn well organized. But if we change our plans, that's what, you know, it's handy for that. Or, I mean, folks, this is a capability that you have today. And of course, that what you're talking about right now, Jeff, is available, is the kind of thing anybody would use. But if you're a business owner, you know, this capability is really adds an incredible degree of flexibility and versatility, and it's just another example of how the playing field, the competitive field in the marketplace, is being leveled for small business.
Absolutely. It's completely changing the way we do business. And again, it gets back to the concept of what Home Office Highway and what, you know, Work Shifting, another publication that I write for, what it's all about. And it's, you know, we want to take, you know, many of us, especially solo entrepreneurs, micro entrepreneurs, you know, if I take 3 weeks on the road, which is what I'm going to do in a couple of weeks, I'm disconnected. And that's potentially, for me, that's lost revenue. I don't want a retail shop that people, you know, I leave behind.
Most small business owners can't take off 3 weeks. Most small business owners are lucky to take off a week.
Right.
Especially if they're very small.
Right, but if you're a consultant, if you're the type who can, if you have your laptop, which is obviously the market we're talking about here, you know, or if you run an eBay business and you're running sales and maybe you drop ship product, you have someone who can handle that behind you. Certainly, if you're a contractor, if you're in the trades, you know, time away from the office is flat out revenue lost. But if you're a consultant of sorts, if you're someone like me who's a writer who literally can do your work from anywhere. You know, this is truly the tools that can help you get it done and give you the peace of mind. Now, a lot of what we're going to do also is we're just going to disconnect. I mean, a lot of the time on this go-round is just going to be time spent with family because we're trying to have some fun along the way. But, you know, we still have a few columns that have to be done, and so they'll be done as we're
You'll have the ability to do that and can send that in from anywhere. And that's the beauty of the mobile system. Combined with the wireless system, which is there's a different one. The mobile is over the cell phone bandwidth, and you've got all the different devices. Which I want to talk about that. I want to talk about making an investment when we come back, Jeff. I want to talk about making the investment, getting over the prices. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. After these messages, 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zavar. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.